And we are interrupting the BBC now to take you live to the Illini Union, where AM 580's Tom Rogers is covering the University of Illinois Board of Trustees meeting. The public commentary just finished up. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Allie, and as you just said, that we finished the public comment version of the Board of Trustees meeting, where they're going to be deciding the chief of the fate of Chief Illini. Right now, what we will do is bring up the Board of Trustees meeting as it is progressing, and we will join that in progress and listen to the deliberations over the resolution on the removal of Chief Illini.
Thank you very much, Tom.
This is Trustee Francis Carroll, who introduced the resolution.
At this time, in reviewing the agenda, and in sensitivity to my esteemed colleagues in their concern for the short notice provided them and the public, I have chosen to protect my motion by withdrawing the resolution and agenda item number 10E and to refile it at the July meeting with which will be announced in the public. To maintain the integrity of this great university and the national respect it holds in higher education, the protection of this resolution is imminent, and I shall withdraw it at this time and present it at the July meeting.
Any other trustees want to speak to the request to withdraw the motion? You don't have to. Anyone? Trustee Carroll, hearing no comments to your request to withdraw, and understanding that supporters of the chief on this board, opponents of the chief on this board, have indicated a concurrence with your request. As chair, I will not force a vote today. It's unfortunate that we couldn't vote today. People assembled in this room should know that no vote today is also a vote to not retire today. There's one resolution in existence of this board that's in support of the chief, and until that's overturned, that is the position of the board. People concerned about whether this board will take action today, tomorrow, July, or ever, please understand that there is a standing resolution in support of the chief. Today in public comment session, we heard a lot of the same views we've heard for years. It's interesting to note that even after so many years, the viewpoints of people who support the chief continue to talk about tradition and seldom seem to discuss ways of perhaps addressing issues that are alleged to be insensitive. I also note that people who protest the existence of the chief and the performance continue to invect racial tones to the issue. And that, I found over a couple of years, is not very helpful. I felt over 2.5 years ago that the thing to do might be to educate people who support the chief, but that doesn't seem to happen. And so today I think what you see with members of the board, maybe particularly the new members, and one of our new members is not here right now, is this is an indication of the disparity of positions or the issue. People are seldom in the middle. People are always on one end or the other. And I think until Trustee Carroll, in her earnest attempt to put the issue to the board, found out that there is such a great divide that it makes it extremely difficult to deal with this issue in any manner of due process. And given her request to withdraw her motion, given the shortness of time with which it was put on the agenda, I will accept her request to withdraw. With no further comments, a motion is in order to move to executive session to consider university employee matters, collective negotiating matters, discussion of minutes of meetings lawfully closed in the Open Meetings Act, pending probable or imminent litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the university. I have a motion.
So moved, Chairman.
Trustee Bruce moved. In a second?
Second.
Trustee Vickery, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
As the Board of Trustees is retiring to executive session.
Would the board members please convene to the Pine Lounge along with Mr. Barrow,
as
Secretary
the
Thompson, and that's
the board goes into executive session. There are about 5 or 10 protesters against the chief who have brought up a banner that have sort of broken through the press lines and are protesting. The trustees, by and large, have now left the stage, but there is a congregation of anti-chief protesters in front of the stage as the pro-chief protesters are standing up and clapping. As you had just heard, the chief or the president of the Board of Trustees, Lawrence Epley, announced that the resolution to retire the chief has been postponed. It will be withdrawn and then represented in July, according to the trustee who submitted the resolution, Francis Carroll. Epley, as you had heard, said that there is such a disparity between the two sides in the Chief Illiniwek controversy that they would need to withdraw and make more due process. He almost said it was impossible to resolve the issue of Chief Illiniwek with in due process. So what we have here, again, is a no vote. There will be no vote on the resolution. It will be brought up again in July when presumably the board will be meeting next in Urbana. And as we see an empty stage, we hear about several hundred supporters of Chief Illiniwek singing the alma mater, shoulder to shoulder. And anti-chief protesters still leaving the stage area with their banner, going away to the sides of the Illini room and the Illini Union where the meeting is being held.
And since the resolution was
talking to some of the people who have attended this meeting and who are certainly in depth with the chief controversy about their views of what happened today, and we will have further details coming up later today in our noon and afternoon newscasts and tomorrow morning on Morning Edition. Once again, no vote has been taken at the U of I Board of Trustees meeting on the fate of Chief Illiniwek. The resolution to retire the chief has been withdrawn on the advice of the presenter of the resolution, Trustee Francis Carroll, and presumably will be resubmitted to the board in July. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
And Tom was live at the Illini Union during that Board of Trustees meeting. And as he said, that motion was withdrawn. It would have been the first time since 1990 that the board would have voted on the issue. And the board chair did mention that as it stands, there is a resolution in support of the chief, and that will remain on the table until the new motion is voted on or there's some sort of movement to retire the chief. And Tom Rogers will have more on this at the 9:30 newscast, but we now go back to the BBC. We join it already in progress.